Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Daryl Strawberry. Jason Martin is standing by with Daryl freaking Strawberry now. Jason?
Just off the top, what brings you to the Music City here on this Thursday?
Well, it's the gospel. It's being here to deliver a message of hope and a message of inspiration and a message of never giving up, and God has a plan for you. I'm a prime example that God has a plan, and I think a lot of times people don't realize that, you know, where I come from and, you know, the brokenness of my life and, you know, the great success of being a baseball player but empty on the inside. And I always really wanted to know what was important in life, and I didn't have it until I found Jesus in my life. And I think our nation needs to know about Jesus. I think our young generation needs to know about God's great, perfect plan for their life. And it's not about only about being successful, but am I in the right place doing the right thing for God himself?
It's a story of redemption, and stories of redemption, you know, usually do carry a lot of weight, and sometimes you just hope that it speaks to one person in an audience. You're not always going in there expecting an entire room to necessarily be moved by one thing, but if you can, you know, get across to one person who really needs to hear it, it becomes, you know, something special. But what comes from redemption is the tough story that came before it. You talked about being broken and being empty despite all of the things that were going on in your career. You had a ton of success. You were making a ton of money. You had, you know, you had the women and you had all of the excess in front of you. And it's an easy pill to swallow, both literally and figuratively, to go down that pathway. So was there a moment where it all just kind of clicked to you that, you know, this is not what I was put here to do. This is not the guy I was put here to be? Or were there multiple moments? Was there a moment where you thought, okay, I'm going to turn it around, and then you slipped, and then you had to realize, hey, it's going to be a process. It's not going to be that easy.
Of course it was. There was multiple moments of having encounters with God, but really wasn't there for myself. And what I mean by there is what happens to people as they come to church and they accept Christ, and they never go into the discipleship. And then most people that never go into the discipleship, you'll never know who God is. It's just a big, you know, phase that happens in your life, and you feel good, and you never have the real encounter, which is discipleship, because that's when you learn through the biblical principles. And if you don't learn that way, you're going to go back to the familiar. I don't care who you are. It's just the way it is. That transformation takes place when you spend time with God. And you have to bring about discipline in your life. We're very good at disciplining our life and training and going to the gym and being in shape. And we always feed ourselves from a physical standpoint, but we never feed ourselves from a spiritual standpoint. And it's not until you feed yourself from a spiritual standpoint, that's how you get to know who God is. And so I had several attempts, but I never really got into that place where I was completely surrendered. And started to saturate myself in the Word of God and allow God to speak to me. And then when that happens, it's very lonely, because everybody's going to, believe me, they're going to break away from you. You know, the friends, so-called friends, so-called people are no longer going to want to be around you, because all of a sudden you got a transformation. You're different on the inside. We always want to look like, we always want to make it good what we look like on the outside, but it's the inside that needs the transformation. The outside is really just the shield of what life is, you know, from the outside. But the inside is where it really counts, and I think so many people miss the inside. I'm just glad that, you know, God spared me with his grace and mercy and gave me a chance to get well on the inside, so I can look in and I can look out and see. And that's the real goal, to try to help people is be able to, you know, be well inside so they can look out, so they can see, and they can see clear.
Did you realize, when you're talking about being able to actually see clear, did you realize at the time when you're in that wild locker room, I mean, you're around some crazy guys. There have been so many books written about those Mets teams with Lenny Dykstra and Doc. I mean, Doc was a hero of mine, actually, growing up when I was a kid. And, I mean, there was just so much on that team. Did you realize at the time the stuff that you were doing was what it was, or was it just kind of part of the show and part of the life, and it was something that was easy? Not, you didn't even have to rationalize it. It was just kind of part and parcel with what your life was at the time.
Well, it's just a lifestyle, you know. I think playing at Major League Baseball, or you are in entertainment, whatever it is, it's a lifestyle that comes with it, and the lifestyle is no one ever tells you no. You can do whatever you want, however you want. You can say whatever you want, but they never tell you that there's consequences behind your action. And a lot of times, that's what happens to so many celebrities and their lifestyles. You know, the consequences become real with no no's, and you don't know any better until you come to a place of learning some real discipline in your life. And it's very hard, you know, when you have fame and fortune. Everybody think that that's what they want. Be careful what you ask for. You just don't know what kind of trouble you're going to get yourself into with that kind of lifestyle, because it's not like a normal lifestyle. You know, the riches of having everything means you really have nothing, because most people that end up with having everything, that's what their life is built around, of what they have. And they can never get to the place of fulfilling the emptiness on the inside, because there's a great deal of emptiness that goes along with having everything. And a lot of times people look from the outside and say, well, I wish I could have their life. And, well, you know, you have no idea how empty and dark it really is on the inside. And that's why you see so many celebrities and athletes and everyone in the entertainment deeply broken, can't stay married, you know, can't stay together, can't live together with each other. That's because they really don't have nothing on the inside. It just, from the outside, it looks like it's great. And that's what it was with us. It looks like it was great. It was great playing ball, don't get me wrong. Baseball was fun. But outside of that, it was just a life of loose living and emptiness on the inside.
Daryl, you talked about people knowing, you know, you start to find out who your friends are when you go through the transformation that you went through. I wonder how many people either voiced this to you, or how many people you assume thought this, all right, what's Daryl's angle here? Like, why is he all of a sudden found God? Because it's taken flippantly. It's not taken seriously. It's not taken as, because it's easy to find God in prison and go through that transformation and things like that. Everything that you went through, it's easy to then say, well, he's trying to rehab his image. Did you have to deal with any of that from people that you knew that were just like, all right, Straw, we know who you are. Like, what is this about?
Well, they were all commenting about it, you know, after they had seen me. Then they hadn't seen me for a while, and I had been away and living in St. Louis, and God sent me away with my wife, Tracy, and to live a different life, and I got away, And then they saw me come back, and they saw me write a book, and they saw me talking about my faith, and they were like, well, let's see how long this is going to last. Well, it's been over 15, 16 years now, and they're still talking. So they're going to talk no matter what. And I think you just have to be able to learn to accept that and realize why you're here. Your life, because people don't understand. The average person out there is just running around, and life is short. And they think they're going to be here forever. They don't realize that it's going to pass you by before you even know it. And a lot of guys that I play with, their life is passing them right by, because they're basically doing the same thing, still around the game of baseball and still, you know, talking about what it used to be. Me, I've moved on. I found my peace in the Lord, and that's where my rest is. You know, I don't believe in going back, you know, into that society. I've already been there, done that. There's nothing there that impressed me. So it's not like it's something that you all worry about, because there's nothing I miss. What most of them don't understand is I was at the top. I wasn't just an average player or coming along
right
to play.
Yeah.
I was at the top, the elite of players, you know, that you see today, the elite players. I was one of those guys, and I did that. But I know at the end, it's a dead-end road, no matter what, because one day you're going to come into a place of retirement. Then who are you? What are you going to do? What do you have? What's your next steps in life? Well, So many continue to chase after the dream of being around baseball. I have no desire to be around baseball. Do I love it? Yeah, I love what I used to do, but I have no desire to be around it.
You still watch it?
No, I don't really watch it. You know, it's not like I turn the TV on every day to watch a baseball game.
Sure.
Of course, I have more more things to do. So many people are suffering in America today. We have a message to carry for younger people and try to lead them the right way. I think we've gotten away from that in our society. I think we've gotten to a place where everything is instant gratification, you know, for kids right now. I want it now. And they don't work at it, you know, and back in the days we used to have to work at it to get it. And if they don't work at it, they won't appreciate it and it won't last long.
Well, Strawberry,
how did you meet your wife? And how instrumental has she been to making sure that the new Daryl Strawberry is the last Daryl Strawberry?
Well, she's a dream that comes true. You know, when you cry out to God for an angel and give me one sign, and that's what I was crying out for, and he gave me her. She came along, and we met in a recovery convention, and it was just powerful that she came into my life. I told her how dangerous I was, and, you know, I wasn't that easy to deal with. And she found out the hard way, but God still kept us together. We broke up several times, didn't know. And then after, you know, after a period of time of me going away and saturating myself with God and getting serious, I stopped everything. I stopped the drugs, I stopped sex, I stopped women, I stopped it all. And I focused on the Word of God and laid with God, which a lot of people won't do because it's hard. It's hard to let God cut on you, but it's the greatest gift that one can give to himself when God cuts on you. And I went through that period, and me and Tracy got back together, and we got married, and we started on our journey together, and God just eventually just exalted us right in front of everybody's eyes, and that's what he does. Because he has the last say, you know, and we can understand that when we could truly understand who has the last say over our life, then you can fulfill God's promises for yourself when you really know that.
So as a Christian, obviously you believe that he forgave you. How long did it take you to forgive yourself for some of the things that, you know, you endeavored into years and years ago?
It's a process. You know, it's not an overnight miracle. When I came back, and I tell people all the time, and I tell the church all the time, when I came back and repented to God, and God made me sit for 7 years, and he did not speak to me for 7 years. And he made it clear that, you know, he wanted me sitting, and he wanted me growing. And that's a process people don't want to go through. I said everybody wants, you know, to enter in to, you know, his plan. And I think God's really, really careful these days about people and how he wants to use people, because he knows if they get on the platform and they get in the pulpit and they're not ready, he knows the enemy's going to destroy them. And so many people fall into the weakness because they think it's them, and they just start building a brand for themselves. So God has taught me it's not about me, it's about the kingdom, it's about Jesus. And as long as I keep that perspective, I will always have, you know, the great joy that I have because of the lessons that I learned of going through the process.
Do you feel that what you went through is what brought you to God? Like, he, you know, he'll bring you a different way. He brings people through different things. Can you look back on some of those things now and say, you know, those were blessings in a lot of respects, because without them, I wouldn't have realized my need, maybe my desperation to end up in the place where you are right now sitting in front of me?
Well, if I had played baseball more years, I could have probably made another $50 million and I probably would have never known Jesus. Because money keeps people separated.
Sure.
Because now you believe you don't need God because you have all this stuff. And why do I need God? And I've heard players say that before. You know, what I need God for? I'm successful. And you could never find the cross, you know, because of that. So I'm glad things happened the way they happened because it brought me to the cross. And that's the greatest place one can come to, is to his knees. You know, and the Bible talks about it. Every knee shall bow, you know, one day. And one day you have to bow down to God and ask God to forgive you, and he does. He meets you right where you're at. He's the only one that will never leave you or forsake you. Everybody else will, but he won't.
7 o'clock tonight is when you're speaking. There are people in our building that said, oh, we're going tonight. We're going to CPC tonight to see Daryl Strawberry talk. Give us just a little bit of what to expect from your comments tonight.
Well, it's not really my comments. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells among us, that, you know, when you allow yourself to be used by God, you preach from God's word. I'll probably go from John 3:30, he must increase but I must decrease. There has to be a decrease of us before God can ever increase inside of us. If we never get out of the way, God could never increase inside of us and give us what he needs to give us to deliver to people. So I think we sit on our own throne, which is broken, and inside of our head. because God is not a head. God's a heart person. And, you know, God looks at the heart of a man, and he wants a man's heart. He doesn't need your head. He already knows your head is broken. So if you allow him to use your heart, he can use it for his glory to help somebody else.
Well, Daryl, you were a heck of a baseball player, but I think this story may have hit our audience in another way, and that was the main reason that we wanted to come here and talk to you. It should be a great event tonight. You're going to have a good dinner, and then you're going to speak, and a lot of people are going to, I think, be touched by what you have to say because you have such a unique perspective, and I appreciate you giving us a little bit of time today here on 104.5 The Zone.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate you.